Chapter 22.
Bubbling and hissing furiously, the tank in Salamandaston's forge room received a red-hot chunk of metal. Lady Craigerall's eyes held the piece there until she was sure it was sufficiently cooled. Then, slowly, she withdrew the wet grey steel. It was an axe-pike head, the top a straight-tipped, double-bladed spear point. Below that was a single battle-axe blade, thick at the stub, sweeping out smoothly to a broad flat edge, the other side of which was balanced by a down-curving pike hook. The badger warrior turned it this way and that, letting it rise and fall as she tested the heft of her new weapon. Satisfied that everything about the lethal object suited her, Craigor began reheating it in the fires of her forge. The next job was to put edges to the spear axe and hook blades, not sharpened edges, but beaten ones that would never need to be honed on any stone. She straightened up as the long-awaited knock sounded upon the door, followed by Deirdre's voice.
10th Spring Runner reporting, ma'am. Relieved on the western tideline this afternoon.
The rose-eyed badger had waited 2 days to hear a runner's voice. She recognised it as female and roared out a gruff reply.
Well, don't hang about out there, missy. Come in, come in.
The young hermaid entered boldly, slamming the door behind her and throwing a very elegant salute.
Patrolled north by west, ma'am, returning along the coast. No signs of famine or foe beast activity. Still no sign of news of Major Perigord's patrol whatsoever. Spotted a few short-toads, but they kept their distance. Nothing else to report, ma'am.
Craigor put aside her work, great striped head nodding resolutely.
Well done, runner. That's all I needed to know. Stand easy.
Deirdre took up the SE's position and waited. The badger lady picked up her red-hot axe-pike head with a pair of tongs.
What do you think, missy? It's to be my new weapon.
The hare gazed round-eyed at the fearsome object.
Perilous, ma'am. A real destroyer.
Setting it to rest on the anvil, Craigor squinted at the runner.
Answer me truly, young'un. Do you think you're about ready to join the long patrol?
Deirdre sprang quivering to attention.
Oh, I say, rather. Oh, I mean, yes, ma'am.
A formidable paw patted Deirdre's shoulder lightly.
I think you are too. Do you own a weapon?
A weapon? Afraid not, ma'am. Outside a sling or short dagger. Colonel Eyebright ain't fussy on runners going heavy-armed.
Craigor's big paw waved at the weapons ranged in rows on the walls.
Right then, let's see you choose yourself something.
She checked Deirdre's instinctive rush to the weaponry.
No hurry, miss. Take care. What you decide upon may have to last you a lifetime. Go ahead now, but choose wisely.